Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. There's no business like your business. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, celebrating 20 years of bringing the outdoors to Colorado radio, here's Terry Wickstrom.
Good morning. And hey, by the way, we're going to miss the golf guys. They're packing up to leave for the season here. And gosh, Jerry, I don't know how many years we've been either in front or behind each other on the radio. It's got to be, I don't know how many.
It was since Jesus was a baby, I think, Terry.
I guess he didn't have that mic on, but... Say it again, Jerry, he said.
It was since Jesus was a baby.
Now, I know I'm old, but I don't quite think I'm that old. Hey, good luck, guys. Hopefully we'll be back here back-to-back next spring. All right, we got lots to cover today in the outdoors, too. I'll tell you what, this little bit of a cool snap today. I don't know if it's statewide, but it sure is around here. But unlike in the spring when you get these cold fronts to come through, in the fall, they actually can trigger a lot of really good fishing activity. So we're going to be talking about that. I think this is a good thing. Now, it's going to warm up today, but then it's going to be cooler during the week. And I think it's going to get some things going. But we're going to be bringing in reports from all over the state today. We're going to go up to Blue Mesa in the second hour. And we've been hearing a lot of things about water level, about algae. We'll find out what the truth is up there. Granby, the bite is on. They're getting a lot of kokanee. Bernie Keefe's going to join us. Nate Zielinski is going to talk hunting. We're going to take you to a couple state parks. We got a lot to cover, but right now we're going to go right to the phones. And joining us from Ark Anglers down on the Arkansas River is Greg Felt. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Did you guys get a little bit of this nippy weather down there too?
You know, it was funny. Late yesterday afternoon, the wind started blowing out of the east, and it was cold. And I went and looked on my weather app, and boy, Denver was about 15 degrees colder than we were. This morning, I got up, and it was actually the very first frost that we've had on my lawn, anyway, in Salida all fall.
Well, you know, and we're going to get to the conditions on the Arkansas River and how fantastic the fishing has been and is going to continue to be this fall. But in a lot of the lakes and the warm water species, when we get these fall cold days and the water temperatures drop, it actually stimulates the fish getting towards that winter season. Do you see that in the rivers some too? Of course, the browns are spawning, so are getting ready to spawn. But how does it affect the rivers?
I think where you see the impact is probably more in the afternoons. When you get a colder night and you get the waters cooled down a little more, things can get a little slower to start in the morning sometimes, but then the afternoons fish really well.
You know, on some of those days like that, we always used to talk that the fish are the most comfortable when you're the most comfortable, and they're banker hours fishing. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's true, and especially in the spring and the fall up here, because we do have normally have fairly cool nights. It's a fairly low volume river those times of year, and so the water temperature can fluctuate, you know, 8-10 degrees over the course of a day.
Yeah, well, and we've got, of course, the weather can vary so much here just by elevation too. But let's talk about the Arkansas River. Now, we had you on a couple times earlier in the year, and we talked about the fact that a lot of rivers, especially this summer, we had to be very cautious because there were very, very low flows, and we had some temperature concerns. The Arkansas really didn't deal too much with that because you have some allocated water that's keeps the flows going through the summer. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. We have some what we call transbasin water, so water from outside of our drainage that's imported, and we have reservoirs on the upper end at Turquoise and Twin Lakes, and then, of course, main stem reservoir of Pueblo Reservoir down below. So what we're able to do in the heat of the summer and for both sort of helping the fishery conditions, but also helping our recreational boating activity, is to release supplemental water from the upper reservoirs, recapture it in Pueblo, and that helps us maintain some higher flows. We didn't hit the target of 700 cubic feet per second that we usually shoot for because we were shy on water this year, but we were able to stay up in that 350 to 500 range until right about August 15th.
And then the nights, of course, start getting cooler. Now, that being said, you still were warmer than normal, even though the fish stayed comfortable. In fact, they actually thrived. Now, I know a few years back we went through a period like this where we cycled into a low water year, and the browns seemed to go through some growth spurts, and the fish, actually, we saw some big, healthy fish. What are you experiencing this year?
Same thing as 2002 and 2012. We've got real low flows, a real minimal spring runoff, and our brown trout were able to really make better use of the calories that they were taking in. Instead of expending that energy fighting the strong, swift, steep gradient current, they were able to convert those calories into body mass. So our girth to length ratios are looking great. Overall size of fish is great. And I can't tell you how many people have come in to the shop after guided trips this year, people who've been with us for many years who said, wow, caught the biggest fish I've ever seen on the Arkansas today.
Yeah, and then you're right. You're exactly right. That was what happened in those other low water years. And you and I were talking during the week, and you said that I can't remember who you said the biologist was that did the study, but he really related the current to body mass, where they didn't have to swim and work so hard, that it really had a major effect.
Right. Parks and Wildlife biologist Greg Poliski, who just retired about a year and a half ago, worked on this river 25 years or so. And once we got our water quality issues cleaned up, the heavy metals that were coming in up in the Leadville mining district, then the real limiting factor on brown trout growth was current velocity. So some years we have big water and these fish just kind of struggle to sort of hold their own. But in a year like this, which happens periodically, see some tremendous gains. The other thing that is a real benefit is the level of fry recruitment that we see in years like this. So those, every eddy you pull into, there's just full of teeny little fry swimming around. That's unusual, and that also bodes well for the future.
Now, before we talk about the existing conditions right now, you and I, when we were talking, you also mentioned that the caddis have really made a rebound.
Yeah, so we had a really tough spring in 2008. We had really high flows through April and May, never had that nice kind of warming of the river that we typically see in the second half of April and early May that triggers the Brachycentris caddis hatch. And in that year, all those bugs pupated, so they sealed themselves up in their case, went through their metamorphosis, but then never hatched because the river never warmed up before runoff. They died in their cases, and we had no reproduction from about Cotopaxi or so all the way upstream. Well, in subsequent years, you know, we'd see a bug here, see one there, and then we started to see more. And this last year, it was a real hatch. It wasn't like the sort of biblical proportions of old, but it was a significant hatch. Now you go walk around out there in the river around Salida, and the rocks are covered with caddis cases. It's that old sort of barnacle feeling underfoot. And we are anticipating really significant emergence next spring.
That'll be awesome, because that's always such an event. Of course, people call it the Mother's Day hatch, but when it happens, it's usually well underway by Mother's Day. But before we run out of time, let's talk about what's going on right now. When I called you earlier this week to see if I could get a report from you, you were incredibly enthusiastic about the quality of fishing right now.
Yep, it's really, the river's really approachable. Our flows right now are about 200 CFS at Wellsville. That's probably about half of what we would normally expect this time of year. So the float fishing is very technical from the boating perspective. The wade fishing probably is, you know, never easier than at a flow like this, both in terms of getting around, but also in terms of reading the water, really being able to see the structure on the bottom and figure out where these fish are going to be apt to congregate.
So you've got a lot of wadeable water and water that's much easier to read because you're able to see the rifts and the channels and the rocks and things. And the Arkansas also enjoys tremendous amounts of public access too.
Oh yeah. I mean, when you look over that whole 102 miles or so of gold medal water, something like 60% of it is public on one side or the other.
Now, we're going to talk in a few minutes about the services you offer in case people want to book a trip and learn about the river. But if somebody's just heading up, first thing, they should stop at one of your shops and get some information. But what are you seeing? What's working out on the river right now?
Well, we're really we're getting into this typical fall daily routine where we've got good midge larval drifts in the morning and midge hatches going on. You're going to find most of your fish are feeding on the larva and not and pupa and not on the adults, not on the surface so much. And then gets a little quieter midday. Often we go a bit deeper and just try to feed them like some stonefly nymphs or attractor nymphs. And then from about 1 to 4. We're seeing good blue-wing olive mayfly activity, and that's the real hatch. That's when you're apt to find rising fish and get some dry fly fishing in.
Now, I was walking around in just some areas, not down in your area at all, and I still saw quite a few grasshoppers. Are you seeing some hopper dropper yet, too?
Oh, sure. You know, this it's typical for hoppers still to be the active this time of year, and like I said, in Salida, we had a light frost last night. It's the first one we've even had, so we got all kinds of terrestrials that are really active, particularly on the sunny days.
I like the terrestrials because, first of all, I can lay them down with a plop, which my cast usually does anyway, and I can see them with my old eyes.
Yep. And pretty much even when we're fishing these great blue-wing olive mayfly hatches, you know, those are an 18 or a 20. So we'll often fish those behind something bigger that people can keep their eye on. You know, it's a steep river. Even at these low flows, there's a lot of broken water. It's hard to keep track of those little bugs sometimes.
Oh, I know. And then, of course, when these browns really get aggressive, I don't mind throwing a streamer or two either.
Yep. And when you think about the this terrific brown trout fry recruitment that I was referring to earlier, that is a very plausible food source this fall for these big browns. And, you know, we're not into the spawn yet, but we are definitely headed that direction. It usually peaks around second, third week of October, but typically spread over about 6 weeks of time.
Now, Greg, tell people about your operation, where you're located, your shops, and what services you provide.
Sure. So we have full-service fly shops in Salida and Buena Vista, and we're open year-round at both locations. Our guide service is both guided wade fishing on the Arkansas River, South Platte, and up in the High Lakes of the San Isabel National Forest. And then we're float fishing on the main channel of the Arkansas. We'll be probably floating through the end of October, and then we usually wrap up sometime there in early November. But we've got, you know, we have good availability, excellent conditions. The folks who are out on the river are really doing well this fall. And, you know, it's a beautiful time of year down here too, quieter time, great time for a weekend in Salida and enjoy some of our restaurants and galleries and things, and then get out on the river during the best parts of the day to catch some fish.
Well, you know, people, in all types of fishing, but fly fishing as much as anything, people put those long rods away way too early in the year. We're going to get great days, especially down in the southern part of the state where you are. Some of my best fishing has been right through the winter almost on some of the rivers in Colorado.
Well, with my busy lifestyle now, you know, I'm outfitter. I'm also Chaffee County Commissioner. My schedule's pretty packed. I do almost all of my personal fishing in the dead of winter now. And you want some solitude and some beauty and really tie into some nice fish on a nice sunny day. Boy, it's tough to beat Bighorn Sheep Canyon on the Arkansas in the winter.
Yeah, and you know, if people don't want a guide, at least stop by your shops because you guys are going to be able to point them in the right direction and get them started with the right presentations, right?
Yep, our motto is accurate, timely information is our number one product.
And how do they...
right, everything else will follow.
How do they get a hold of you, Greg?
They can go to our website at arkanglers.com. That's ARK with a K. You can call us at 719-539-4223. Stop by our shops on Highway 50 in Salida or Highway 24 in Buena Vista.
All right, Greg, as always, great information. And you got me. There's so many things in the fall. You know, you've got hunting. You've got all the different fishing. Now you got me excited about wanting to get down to the Arkansas. Great, great information, Greg. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Terry. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a good rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Greg Felt with ARK Anglers. Just tremendous, tremendous people. And what a great river. I mean, that's one of the most famous rivers in the world, folks. Just, you got it right in your backyard, and the fishing is as good right now as it's ever been and it's ever going to be. Get down there and give it a shot. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to eFirstBank.com/business for more details.